You know, chameleons come in all shapes and sizes. They come in all stripes and varieties. Here in the manosphere, we tend to think of chameleons as women only, right? But that's clearly not true with the exposure of people like Jack Murphy, you know, John Goldman, being a pervert, a piece of dog shit, and somebody that runs around talking about how they can train you to see masculinity, to be masculinity, to go out and be the fucking man while they're pissing on their girls, their future wives, shoving phallic objects up their asses to do whatever it is that they do. It exposes a much deeper problem with men that needs to be talked about today, and that is the advent of the chameleon. A number of years ago, another fella that was on the manosphere doing his thing was Mike the MGTOW Monk. Now, Mike went through a few changes, and he became Mike the MGTOW Man. You can still see some of his stuff. It's up. I believe that it is. But Mike, myself, Undead Chronic, Mr. Elite, coined the term chameleon. Before I ever heard the term chameleon used in the manosphere, I was using it 20 years prior to that. This motherfucker that you're looking at right now, Chloe Sunderland, goes by Chloe Roma. Roma's army is a chameleon. I want you to pay real close attention to that sub count. That has grown by 40,000 subs in the last week. Her channel is pushing hard towards 800,000 subs. I want you to put that in your mind. 800,000 people find that her content is worthy enough to sub to. As a men's rights activist, she is no such thing. What she does is she uses the talking points of MRAs, of MGTOW and Monk in particular, to fleece and victimize further stupid, desperate men. Men, we've been telling you for some time now that these spheres, no matter where you go, there you are. The manosphere has tremendous value to men, but you have to be able to see the value. It also means that you have to be able to see the people who are absolutely willing to exploit you in your desperation. Female validation is powerful. Validation of any type is powerful. It's sought after. It's desired. And that's not unintentional. That is an intentional side effect of hamstringing the last 3-4 generations of men. If you have 200,000 or 300,000 subs and you're a milquetoast commentator on MRAs, Red Pill, MGTOW, the ills, the social ills of men and women dating, well, good on ya, I suppose. What you won't see is somebody like myself, a few others out there, that ever even remotely approach 150, 250, 300,000 subs simply because it will not be allowed to happen. The day that somebody fucks around and allows that to happen, break out the cigars, do the victory dance, because we've won something. Chloe Roma is a fraud. Chloe Roma has made her living off of fucking men, literally, in every sense of the word. Chloe Roma is a professional victimizer. I don't care about her life. I don't care about her hard times. I don't care about what happened to her. It would be a compelling story if she had done something positive and decent with it. But gathering together unto her is exactly what females do, especially when they go into predator mode. Chloe Sunderland absolutely 100% understands how to manipulate men. She understands how to manipulate other women. She understands that the grift in this community is strong. She also understands that the desperation for that type of validation is not going anywhere. And you motherfuckers have made her rich. Chloe Sunderland on Patreon alone makes $120,000 a year. Selling smut, trash, pornography, cheesecake pictures, all under the guise of men's rights. She was a single mother before she got pregnant again, and now she will be a single mother again, irrespective of who she's with. This is what you men fail to understand. Once you take on the job, and it is a job, of wifing up a single mother, they are always single, regardless of a ring on their finger or a contract in the bank. They are always single mothers. They operate as single mothers. They live their lives as single mothers because that's what they've been told they should do. Your contribution is not wanted. These bitches sit back on their thumbs and they watch that money pour in. The men that they choose to have relations spend your money. Chloe Sunderland and those that she chooses to associate with have become rich off of your weakness. Your willingness to accept people like this and give them the benefit of the doubt is causing the downfall of man. Look, fellas, at the end of the day, some men can be saved, some men won't be saved. It's just that simple. Chloe Sunderland and the people like her know that. There will always be a percentage of men that will choose self-immolation over self-actualization.